Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our third hour. Coming up later in the program, Beth Robbins will tell us about a grief sublime, which traces the year following her husband's death in a car accident. The book is an unusually crafted book, a mix of memoir, fiction, and poetry. Actress Karen Allen recorded the audiobook. She will join us as well. We're also going to be talking to acclaimed author Jeffrey Deaver, the mastermind behind the Lincoln Rhyme series, who will tell us about his new thriller, The Goodbye Man, a follow-up to last year's hit, The Never Game. But before we get to all of that, it is time for our Falling Into Place series, which spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations in our communities. It allows us all to fall into place. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. This morning, we learn about the Siena College Center for Academic Community Engagement. And Will, are you on the line? All right. Tommy, are you on the line?
Yes, hi. How's it going?
Hello, and it's Tommy Braymeyer, I believe, a director of resource development at the Boys and Girls Club of the Capital Area. Is that correct?
Yep, that's correct. Happy to be here.
Wonderful. And we're going to get Will on. He is from the Center for Academic Community Engagement and is the assistant director, and will tell us all about this as well. So realizing that you're a piece of this, Tommy, give us a sense of how you work with the Siena College Center for Academic Community Engagement.
Sure. So the Siena ACE office actually has, I believe, 4 to 5 different programs that are all engaged in service learning, meaning that, they take students and they partner them with different nonprofits and organizations in the community to actually learn curriculum with hands-on experience. One of the programs that is one of their postgraduate programs is the AmeriCorps VISTA program. So I believe they're actually up to 25, 30, and Will could give you the exact number of VISTAs who are volunteers in service to America, volunteer at different nonprofits in the capital region. So we are actually one of the partner sites, the Boys and Girls Clubs of the Capital Area, meaning we have 2 VISTAs at our site, which help us out with primarily capacity building work. So the 2 roles that our VISTAs play, we have Claire Lisey, who is our volunteer coordinator, and then Dan Stevens, who is actually our video. I just call him like our media guru, but he handles all of our marketing, video, and everything like that.
So give us a sense of how we're still trying to get Will on the line. We thought it would be easy. It's not. So so it's you and me, Tommy, for a little bit till we get the other things worked out. But so, you know, we've been talking to all these organizations, and how has the pandemic, how has COVID made an impact on this program and what it is you're doing?
Sure. So I guess to give you a sense of how it impacted us, I'll kind of tell you what I guess the Boys and Girls Club was up to before that, just to kind of give an idea of the scope of our operation. But essentially, when COVID happened, we were forced to shut down all of our sites. So we actually serve 1,900 youth every single day, and that's at 19 different locations. We have pre-K programs, so we're serving 3- and 4-year-olds in Cohoes and Albany. We have after-school programs in Albany Rensselaer. We have 2 standalone clubhouses, in addition to us actually being directly in schools, so kind of meeting people where they're at. 2 big teen programs, and then we also have a food delivery program, which Monday through Friday is actually serving 1,100 free meals to different youth development organizations throughout the capital region. But obviously, once the quarantine happened and the shutdown happened, we were forced to close all of our sites. So within a few short days, we actually pivoted our entire operation to begin serving free meals at different apartment complexes in Albany and Rensselaer County. So right now, I think we're actually serving 2,200 free meals every single day at 11 different sites, and that's in both Albany and Rensselaer County.
When you think about this, so obviously it's had an impact, and so when you look at overall of how you can go in the future, I mean, are you a little leery, or do you know what that looks like, or you're sort of just going ahead with what you're doing and then hoping that it will can continue in the way that it did, if that makes sense.
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, right now we're grateful to be in a position to do what we're able to do. And, I mean, a lot of this isn't without the support of our entire community who stepped up. I mean, we have our big partners, Seth Hughes, St. Peter's, Northwestern Mutual. I mean, I have a long list of folks at Seymour Fox Foundation that helped us to do what we're doing today. So the plan right now is to keep on serving meals as long as, you know, that's necessary and as long as there's a demand from the community. And then right now, you know, I think we're actually getting our virtual programming up and running. So we have like a Lyricism 101 program, which is a hip hop music expression program, which is actually also funded by the Seymour Fox Foundation. We're going to be able to do kind of one-on-one sessions with that. Dave Gordon is our instructor. So there's other opportunities that we're investigating for that. But as far as opening sites for after school or summer camp, we're still waiting on advisement from the Department of Health and then also kind of waiting to hear, you know, some of the news that I know the governor will be sharing either on the 15th or a little bit after that. But obviously our fingers are crossed and we definitely want to be there as a support to the community, but just want to make sure that we're able to do that, you know, safely.
So it doesn't look like we're going to be able to get Will on. We've had him on several times and his call keeps on dropping. So okay. So it's all on you, Tommy. This is your moment in the spotlight. And I thank you very much for picking up the slack. So if anything that I ask you about the overall, I'm talking about this program, the Siena College Center for the Academic Community Engagement, which I realize you are not a part of. You are the director of resource development at the Boys and Girls Club of the Capital Area. So I know it's difficult to talk about an organization that you are not a part of. But just give us a sense of what is VISTA and how ultimately it works and how you fit into that.
Yeah, sure. Well, I guess I'm actually in a decent position to answer some of those questions because I was an AmeriCorps VISTA at the Troy Boys and Girls Club, and then I actually was a VISTA leader within the VISTA program at the ACE office for about a year.
To which I say, thank God.
Yeah, no, I guess we're lucky here. So, yeah, I'd be happy to answer your questions. I mean, it's been a couple of years, so I guess, I'll need a little bit of leniency here. But, I mean, VISTA itself, AmeriCorps VISTA, you know, is essentially like a domestic Peace Corps.
Yeah.
So VISTA stands for Volunteers in Service to America. And they're primarily focused on capacity building work. So the analogy that we always like to give is that if you're at a soup kitchen and you're actually serving the soup, that's direct service. And so some of the ACE office's direct service programs would be like their Bonner program, which is an undergraduate program where a lot of different Bonners are partnered with other agencies and nonprofits in the capital region to help directly with the work. And then as they transition in the program, end up doing more of the planning and capacity building towards the end. So really, I guess what all this means is that you kind of have students and then also postgraduates, say, from the VISTA program who are at these different nonprofits who are essentially helping out with all the things that, you know, nonprofits need help with. For ourselves currently, that's volunteer recruitment and then also the marketing and development side of stuff with Dan. We've had VISTAs working on program development, fundraising, events, anything that's behind the scenes. And that's why I'm like really excited to be up here to talk about it, because I think naturally, you know, VISTA and all the programs that the ACE has are very humble. So if I can get up here and kind of get to brag about all the awesome work they're doing, I love to do that. But I mean, when you think about a nonprofit, and obviously for us, you know, we have to raise, you know, X amount of dollars every single year just to keep the doors open. So what ends up happening is we have, you know, some positions that, you know, they're necessary, but we don't have the resources to do. And what VISTAs are able to do is kind of go in there, and they not only are able to develop the systems and processes, but they're the person in there kind of like, you know, fixing it as time goes on. But then once the VISTA leaves, we still have those systems and processes. So there's always sustainability built into the VISTA program and also in everything that the Siena ACE office does. And that's actually one thing I'm really grateful for through my experience with them, is that sustainability is really just drilled into my mind with everything that we do. And I can't tell you how much of a help that is, because when you go in there, you're never starting from scratch.
Right.
And the great thing about the ACE office, too, is that they've really done a great job, I think, in partnership with CEFQ of creating more of a community with the nonprofits in the capital region. For instance, they have a Shine community, which is an online forum where a lot of different nonprofits can get together and we could discuss the current events that are going on, or if you need resources for whatever, like that's your first place to look.
What got you interested, for you personally, into the VISTA program in the first place?
Yeah, you know, so I finished up college in 2012, and I was kind of working some odd and ends jobs after that. And I was done kind of service, you know, I guess as I was younger, I was in Boy Scouts, and it was always just kind of an important part of my life. So, I mean, for myself, I would say VISTA has had a profound effect professionally and personally. Professionally, I mean, it kind of gave me direction. I was able to kind of get some of that marketing and communication experience at the Troy Boys and Girls Club. And then through the ACE office, I was able to learn a lot more of like the behind the scenes type stuff, especially with the planning. And even personally, you know, I mean, it's a big community, and I met a lot of my good friends through the VISTA program. I guess my partner I met actually while I was a VISTA over at the Troy Club. And then the first person that I actually talked to from Albany when I was looking at their VISTA program is actually right now my good friend, who is also the co-director of resource development at the club right now, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool. And so it is, it's this idea of service, though, and the overall, just if you can, tie it into the overall mission of the Boys and Girls Club of the Capital Area, which I know you touched on earlier, but how all of this idea of service and helping others ties into what those clubs do every day.
Sure. You know, so I guess to kind of summarize our mission, it's really to kind of help out those that need us most. So, I mean, whether that's delivering food or it's providing educational opportunities, I guess really just opportunity in any sense of the word. So, I mean, anything that we're involved in really is just for the betterment of the community. And that's what I always really appreciated about VISTA and service, is that it is all just about the community. You know, Sometimes I thought about old jobs I had, and it seemed like, you know, you kind of operated in a silo, kind of off to the side of all these things that are happening. And I think the VISTA program, any kind of service program that you're looking for or that you see at the ACE office, really is just about getting in the community, getting to know the needs of the community, and then figuring out how, as a team, we could all kind of accomplish the goal of filling whatever that need is. And I think that's why Siena is kind of in the unique position where they're really able to partner a lot of their classes and the things that students are supposed to be learning with real world examples in the community. So Siena isn't just some closed off college. I mean, they are an open door essentially, and they are, you know, they have the pulse on the community, and they kind of work with people and get people connected. And I think that's why even us as an organization, we're able to kind of continue growing and moving forward, is because we have all these dedicated and passionate people who are willing to kind of put in the work, you know?
Absolutely. And it's fascinating. So do you have much overlap and contact with the other organizations that are a part of ACE?
You know, so we've worked the Bonner program, so their undergraduate service program. We have, I think it might have even been 8 or 9 Bonners that were actually working directly in program. And then as they move on, they end up taking on a little bit more responsibility at the end. Like, I know Andrea was one of our Bonners, and she was working on, I believe, a theater program that she kind of delivered her capstone to. So once again, that's something that we can always hold on forever. And then when we need a theater program, hey, thank goodness that we had a Bonner who was really able to kind of help us out with that. And what was the question one more time? Sorry, I lost my train of thought.
No, that's fine. You did great. My question was just how much overlap. Like, so you, the Boys and Girls Club of the Capital Area works with Siena College and this program with ACE. Do you have much overlap and much other work, collaboration with other organizations that do the same as your organization does with ACE?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're out there trying to really help the community in any way that we can. I mean, I don't have a list on me, but I
No.
mean, some of our partners, you know, I mean, it's a long, long list. And I always realize that whenever we're going through even giving tours, it's like, hey, we do this program partnered with these people. So a lot of times it's, you know, we kind of have our core things that we're really good at, and we can kind of share those things, and then the same with others back to us, that they can kind of share what they're good with. So we kind of get the best of all worlds. But I'm trying to think of other programs at the ACE office that we've worked with. They have Next, which is a business consulting service. So I think we've toyed with the idea of kind of partnering with them to even help out, say, with like some communication stuff for the merger that we had last year, which was between the Troy and Albany Clubhouse to become the Boys and Girls Clubs of the Capital Area. But I know that that is a program that is widely used amongst the nonprofits in the Capital Area. Because once again, there's a lot of things that, you know, we need help with that we unfortunately just don't have the resources for. And if they can partner that with the service learning component, it's like, hey, everybody gets a lot out of it.
Well, Tommy, we're out of time. I thank you very much. We'll owe you a drink. And Tommy is the Director of Resource Development at the Boys and Girls Club of the Capital Area. Links will be posted along with this interview. Tommy, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it.